Bank of Ireland are installing more than 200 new ATMs this year. There was a time when we feared ATMs would be things of the past and there'd be vast areas of the country where you wouldn't be able to get access to cash. But legislation has changed that, and Bank of Ireland will install more than 200 of the machines this year. There's been some controversy regarding the upgrades, however, as Bank of Ireland recently confirmed that Irish language services will not be available on the new ATMs, a decision that was made back in 2017. With me on the line to talk with this is John Prendergast, who's advocacy manager with Conradh na Gaeilge. John's a Kerryman, of course, previously the language planning officer of Tobard Gwina. John, good morning to you, and thanks for talking to the program this morning. First of all, your response? This is something that we knew was coming, I guess, when it came to new machines being put in, even though the decision was made, you know, almost a decade ago.
Yeah, I suppose it's definitely a lost opportunity. And I think it's something that, Conradh na Gaeilge, and I think most people in Ireland would love to see. So I'd be urging Bank of Ireland and the Bank of Ireland to, I suppose, reconsider this, because they had the software in place, as we know. I think it was around 2008, the first Irish language services were made available on ATMs in Ireland. I still remember myself, using, you know, the Irish language all the time throughout college and when I first started banking, I suppose, with the Bank of Ireland. But it slowly phased out since then, I think, which is strange, because there was always a huge demand for it, and people really enjoyed, obviously, being able to use their banking services through Bhean na Gaeilge. So it seems to be a bit of a lost opportunity for Bank of Ireland, if you ask me.
Is there a cost to it, I'd imagine, or is that the element, that the reason for the decision?
The reason for the decision itself, but I don't think because they had the software in place before and they had all the, you know, the options laid out, I think it's just a matter of programming it, I think. And as it had been done previously, I see no reason why it couldn't be done again, especially with the new ATMs, especially with the new law, because when you think about it, you know, with the new law about ATMs having to be in a certain distance to people now, particularly in rural areas, and when you're looking at the west of Ireland, you're really never too far from a Gaeltacht or from an area where the Irish language is obviously incredibly strong or still spoken as a community language. So it's definitely going to disproportionately affect and so I think it's definitely a shame, and it's something that Bank of Ireland should reconsider.
Okay, John, separately, the Irish Second Level Students' Union is calling for the Minister for Education today to protect the rights, they're saying, of students within the Gaeltacht and Irish-speaking communities. They're warning a failure to apply an Irish language bonus mark across all assessment components is creating a disadvantage for native speakers and those attending Gael Coláiste, specifically impacting the Leaving Cert class of this year. This is around the additional assessment components such as mandatory projects, research investigations, practical reports, which are currently make up 20% of marks for many subjects. Despite a policy intended to award 10% or 5% bonus on a student's entire written work to account for the lack of Irish language resources, the SEC has excluded these projects from the bonus calculation. Would you agree with them?
And I'd be very much agreeing with ISSU there and Ronan O'Hickey, the Issa Gaeilge, talking about, I suppose, just the fact that there needs to be people from the 2026 class, they need to be taken into account as well. So we do welcome, I suppose, the fact that group work and other sort of projects off Gaeilge would be marked with the rate that which the Irish language coursework and exams will be marked across the board from next year on. There's definitely
So it's fixed for next year, but it's not for this year, and they're saying that it could cost the student anything up to 40 points.
Exactly. If you look at the maths of it all together, and just with the way that the coursework is going now, so much more of it is project based or or you know, practical beforehand. So for that to be marked, we Conor Na Gaeilge would of course be advocating that the 2026 class would be included in the new circular there that the Ryan Adachas just recently released. So it's definitely something that needs reflection as well, because you know the reason that there were those points for doing things through the medium of Irish, or you know, being in a skull belt or anything like that, was a lot of the times to, I suppose, compensate for the fact that a lot of the textbooks wouldn't be available for the medium of Irish, and there's a lot of the information for some of the things wouldn't have been as easy to get through the medium of Irish. And of course, you know, it's just a small way to rectify that difficulty, or that I suppose linguistic injustice, you could nearly call it as well in that regard. So it would be very much recommended that that the 2026 class would be available of those bonus marks as well for doing all their work through Irish.
Okay, John, listen, thanks for taking time to talk about that problem. Give us your views on it, and thanks for giving us your thoughts this morning.
Gormina Mahagat Hain, Jerry.
Gormagat Slán. That's John Prendergast there, advocacy manager with Conor Na Gaeilge, talking about those two issues. If you have a view on it, get in touch. Would you like to see Bank of Ireland put it into the new machines? A bit of programming, perhaps, put it in, and at least have the option of doing your business on the ATM in Irish. Give us your thoughts.